And joining us now from Fox TV's big hit Dark Angel is Jennifer Blanc. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Oh, good. Nice to meet you. We've had most of the cast already on the show.
Cool.
And, yeah, it's a great show. I loved it when it first came out. It's a little bit different, a little bit dark, a little bit, unusual.
Yep.
I think that's what gives it some of its strength.
I'm sorry?
I think that gives it a lot of its strength.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think its diversity definitely does.
Absolutely. So you are starring as Kendra on the show.
Yes, I am.
And have a wonderful part because you get to be roommates with Jessica Alba.
Yes.
Now, I was going to try for that part, but I didn't get it, unfortunately. You know, I wanted to be her roommate as well. But
I bet you did.
Yeah, I would assume that that most people consider her one of the most beautiful women on TV.
She's really a beautiful woman, and she's not only is she physically beautiful, but she's a beautiful person, so
yeah.
That helps.
So is that help working with her, I guess? Because I would think that you're a lovely woman yourself, of course, but it must be tough to work with someone that nice looking. I don't know. I guess unless she's so down to earth that it doesn't make a difference.
Totally. It doesn't make a difference. And, when you got beautiful people around you, it should uplift you.
Exactly, yes. That's what people say when they have me around, that I'm very uplifting. I'm kind of like a wire bra. That's what I am. I'm the wire bra of media. The show on Tuesday nights has taken off from 9 to 10. It's a wonderful show, and I guess it all stems from the mind of James Cameron, who brought us Titanic and some of these other great movies. Tell us a little bit about meeting him for the first time and when you got cast in the part.
Well, meeting him for the first time, I was really nervous when I first met him. I was dropping things, actually. I was really nervous. I was trying to smoke a cigarette because that was going to calm my nerves. I was dropping that on the floor and picking it up, laughing and giggling. And I don't know, I was really nervous. It was weird. And as far as being cast, well, you know, the other mind behind it is a guy named Charles Egli, who, did Murder One and NYPD Blue with Stephen Bochco.
Mm-hmm.
And, the process was over at Lightstorm, which is Jim's company. We had to go and be put on tape and, be seen in this big screen room and then be tested by the network, which is like auditioning in front of like 40 or 50 people in suits.
Right. Always nerve-wracking.
Very nerve-wracking. You know, you've just signed a contract and saw all the money on paper and all the possibilities, and then you've got to go in and face these people who... You know, they don't usually, it's not their job really to sit there and smile at you, so.
Right.
It's a bit intimidating.
Every single one of
the cast members that are on the show was at that test that day.
Wow.
And kind of already being supportive of each other, which was really cool.
Yeah, I think it's been mentioned to me by Michael and some of the other folks in the cast that we've had on, Richard and Alimi. A lot of the people have mentioned that, that the cast is pretty tight, and you guys are kind of friendly off set as well as on set.
Oh, yeah. It's a really amazing group of people. We're very lucky.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about some of the folks on the cast. Jessica gets most of the print, but I think one of the people who really carries the show is Michael Weatherly.
Yeah, Michael's a phenomenal actor who's been around for a while. And he's a really good actor. I'm really impressed with him, actually. Mm. I'd seen some of his work before this, but... I mean, I think Michael's doing an incredible job on the show.
I think we've been asked by email after we had him on if he was actually handicapped. And I think that question alone tells you what kind of actor he is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And as I'm sure you all know now, he isn't. But he is a great actor.
No, he is. He's incredible. And he actually, the folks who have talked to us who are from organizations for the disabled, think his portrayal is excellent as well.
Yeah. And he's very, because he started off in the pilot not handicapped and went to being in a wheelchair. And it's amazing because he's not, he doesn't, play into the fact that he's in a wheelchair. He's still Logan. He's still who he is.
Right.
He's still, this cool writer who wants to save the world. And it's not like, oh, poor me.
I have a feeling that somewhere down the line, Jennifer, that he's going to actually, they're going to find some kind of genetic thing to help him. I know that that Jessica's character, Max, was working with some folks in terms of that. In fact, the repeat of that particular episode is coming up this week, tonight. But when's the new stuff start? Next week?
I believe so. I'm not 100% positive.
I would assume so, because it sweeps month next month.
Oh, yes, that's definitely what they're
saying. They'll all be new, yeah. Do you like to watch television? Are you a TV fan aside from Dark Angel?
Sure. It depends on what it is, and not as much as I used to be. I used to be a much bigger TV fan, but I like watching, MSNBC.
Well, that's okay.
And
nothing
CNN,
wrong with news. Yeah.
And documentaries on A&E.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I'm a big Fox fan, and I have been for many years. We've had, the cast of 90210 on and Party of Five and Melrose Place. Now, I mentioned Party of Five because there was a young lady named Kat on the show who was Bailey's girlfriend, and Scott Wolf, who was also on this show at another time, and she bears an incredible resemblance to you.
Well, that was me.
That explains it. I thought it was an evil twin or something. But that must have been a lot of fun to be on that show. It was Party of Five was a wonderful show, especially when it first started.
It was incredibly well written. I was on it for the first season and a half, and they really watched you as people and wrote for you specifically. Would write your little mannerisms into the script and another group of people that was really wonderful. First year, we used to have dinners at each other's houses every weekend, and it'd be different people's turns to cook.
Oh yeah.
And it was just this real nice support system.
Well, I mean, and Scott and all the group, we had them all on the show pretty much, and it was a great cast of really nice, down to earth people.
Yeah.
A few of them became huge stars. Jennifer Love Hewitt, came out of that and became a big movie star. But
and Nev.
I always thought that Scott Wolf was going to be huge because I remember many of the young ladies that follow our show telling me that this guy is going to be the next Tom Cruise. And he was in a movie about the sea or something, and it really didn't do that well.
Right.
And
he did Go, though, which was kind of edgy.
Yeah, but he hasn't really become a huge star, which I thought he would. And folks thought that the guy who played Charlie would also be big news by now, too.
Matthew Fox.
Yeah, you never know, though.
You really can't predict it, and you really can't predict what their careers are going to be in 3 or 4 years. So.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, who would have known that Jennifer, who played the Kat on the show, would become a huge star of Dark Angel on Fox? You don't know
there you go.
You don't know these things, you know? So you're from originally from New York City?
Yes.
Well, we'll still let you go on the show, though. But we're out of Boston, and we don't like New York.
Why not?
But, of course, we do. We did enjoy the Super Bowl final score again. New York, 7. Yeah, they get killed.
Hey, did you really enjoy the Super Bowl?
Well, I enjoyed the New York Giants losing, but I think the best thing about the Super Bowl was actually the commercials.
I think so, too. And halftime, but
the first half was really boring.
I thought it was a really boring game.
Yeah, three out punt, three out. But then there was that flurry of scoring because of the Giants' mistakes and the Raiders. That was kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But I really was tuned in just to watch Survivor afterwards. Anyway,
is that what it was?
Did you ever watch Survivor last year?
I never got into it until I had a couple friends who were really into it. I mean, like diehard Survivor fans, and then. Started getting into it at the end, and I'll tell you, it hooks you. Definitely hooks you. Definitely hooks you. And speaking of Fox, Temptation Island is fabulous.
Yeah, do you like that show?
I do.
I think that, it's interesting because I remember promoting, Who Wants to Be a Multimillionaire and all that stuff. We've had, the folks from that show on. And then, this Temptation Island thing, I really didn't want to promote it because I just didn't think it was a nice idea.
To
take couples and bring them in and try to split them up is not exactly my idea of entertainment, but it is a good show, though.
It's really good. I mean, to be honest with you, when I first heard about it, and I am a huge Fox fan also because Fox has been very kind to me, I was like, come on, and then I watched it and I was like, this is great.
It's well put together. It is well put together, as are many of the contestants, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. I'm really upset about Billy and the redheaded woman because I think they're a really great couple, and I think Billy's like really hot, and I want them to stay together. And
that's not going to happen. They both bagged each other, but he really was hurt by her, though.
He was really hurt by her, and that's why he did whatever he did. I don't know what he did because I didn't see the last one. But.
Yeah, he was playing around. He was dancing for a bunch of women, and he got naked, I guess. So that wasn't
That's
cool.
Not a big deal compared to her.
What she did was not good. And it was caught on film, which is really, you know, to have him, he actually wouldn't watch the whole thing, which I don't blame him, but.
Oh, the image of seeing the person that you're in love with doing whatever with someone else.
Yeah. Not cool.
No.
No. Kind of brought pictures of the president, our former president, to mind. But that's another story. So what was your first break in show biz? Was it the stage?
Yes, it was. I actually did an off-Broadway play called The Renovation that was written by Susan Sandler, who wrote Crossing Delancey Street. And I then did a Broadway play for a year.
You did Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jonathan Silverman was in that, who later became the single guy.
Yes, he was, and I did it with Johnny. I did the play for a long time with Johnny.
Yeah, yeah. He's a nice guy, too.
He's a great guy. Has he been on your show?
He's been on the show, yeah. Everybody's been on the show. Who's anybody?
Well, I feel very privileged now.
Well, you know, you should be here. And pretty soon you'll be able to go out to pmpnetwork.com and see yourself, which is
really?
Always fun. Yeah.
Isn't
that fun? Now, you actually starred with someone whose reputation has been smeared in the past, but I've never had her on the show, but I heard she's really a nice person. Shannon Doherty. What did you think of her?
I tell you, you know, and I've gotten this question a lot because
you were in a movie with her.
Has a little cult following.
Mm-hmm.
So people ask me about it a lot. She's a phenomenal woman. She was so good to me. Mm-hmm. She was so good to me. And I was, before I went and started shooting the movie, you know, I heard the same thing and people warned me and all this stuff. And, you know, there's not an ounce of it that's true, at least not for me. I think Shannon was just really young when all that stuff, you know, all the rumors were spread and all that stuff went down.
Well, she was immature. I think that she matured since then, you know.
Yeah.
I think she went through a maturation process, but she seems like a very nice person. And people who've been on here have actually, except for one person from 90210, told me that she was very nice. But, again, back then, maybe she wasn't so nice. You know, she might have matured since then. You were also with...
She had not a negative word to say about one person from that show.
Yeah.
Not a negative thing to say.
And then you also starred with someone else who has a mixed reputation, who we've had on here, and I really liked her a lot, Robin Givens. You were in the Expendables
wonderful
with her.
Woman.
Yeah, I thought she was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, she's, you know, you can only imagine, like, what she must feel like. I mean, she was, I didn't really talk to her about this in too much detail, but, you know, she's kind of dragged through the mud.
Yeah, the Mike Tyson thing really was not good for her career. That's
no,
for sure.
And I would just think that, like, you would end up being a bit guarded after that.
I would think so, because, I mean, the press really vilified her. They let him get off the hook. So
Yeah, they really did. Mm-hmm. And his fans did that, and, I mean, just, like, a lot of people did that to her. And, you know, she's a mother now, mother of two.
Exactly.
And she's an incredible woman also, and she's doing it on her own, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also, you know, very fun to be around and very charismatic and supportive in times, you know, that we were on a really tough shoot in Mexico and we worked together and, you know, nothing but professional.
Mm. And then you also worked, for Jason Priestley and worked with him as well.
Yes, I love Jason. He's a great guy.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that I'd like to party with. You know, he's women think he's gorgeous and guys think he's cool, so.
Totally.
You know.
And he is cool. That's the thing. It's like it's not a persona. He really is just a cool, fun, you know, easygoing, nice guy.
Now, did you get to have him as a love partner in this movie, Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye?
No, Nicholas Lee was my love partner. That movie, Nicholas Lee from The X-Files.
Right.
But Jason directed the movie. And starred in it, but he directed it.
Oh.
So that was pretty incredible, actually, too. He is a very smart guy.
Mm.
I don't think people realize, you know, like, his talents in that way.
Now, are you involved with anybody at this point? Are you single or married or engaged?
I was engaged to be married to an actor named Michael Biehn, and we actually split a bunch of months back. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too, you know, but he's got a lot of families, and it was rough. And, but now I was just dating and stuff, but I just recently met somebody that I'm kind of smitten about.
Ah, there you go. Now, is this person in showbiz?
Not in my half of show business. They're in the music business.
Yeah. I just think it might be tough if you're a star of a show, you know, a network show. People always want a piece, you know, and it's very tough to find true love, especially in Hollywood. I lived out there, and a lot of it's artificial, so you got to kind of be careful where you step.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Now, I just mentioned casually a second ago about love scenes. Have you ever done a love scene, or do you have kind of rules of your own about what you would do and wouldn't do in a movie?
I actually don't. I'm kind of a free-spirited person. I think some people might take it the wrong way, but that's fine if they need to. I'm just very free-spirited, very open about my body and myself, so I don't have really too many rules about that, but I have done a love scene, yes.
Yeah?
I did one with Jason London in this Shannon Doherty movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a TV movie, though, so that was kind of a little bit tame.
Yes, it was a little bit tame. It was as edgy as you could get for TV.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what.
Now, what if Hugh Hefner came over to you and said, "Hey Jennifer, want to promote the movie Dark Angel and do a little layout?" What would you say to him?
I would absolutely do it as long as it was totally, I got to pick and choose, you know.
Mm.
What I did and what was shown and all that stuff.
That's a refreshing point of view.
Yeah.
Many of the people I've interviewed have said to me, I would never do that. And then, of course, you know, 3 years later, we play their tape when they said that as they're in Playboy. So, you know.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely do it.
Yeah.
And it would have to be, like I said, the right thing.
Yeah, it has to be tasteful. But Playboy's pretty tasteful. Some of these other magazines aren't as tasteful as they are.
Yeah, I'm not going to show up in Hustler, I hope.
No, I hope not, Jennifer. I don't think so. I don't think so. Do you want to hit the big screen? Are you going to do any movies?
Yeah, I've got a movie that actually got pushed back that I was supposed to be doing already called Bar Hop that I'm going to be filming. It's an independent film. And there's another possibility of something that I might be working on that I can't really talk about because I don't have it yet. Mm. So
this is during, he's trying to set up stuff for hiatus?
Yes. Yes, and also sometimes, you know, we can kind of fit things, you know, because my schedule is not like Jesse's. We can kind of squeeze things in the middle, and they'll work around me, and they're amazing people, so.
Mm. Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to talk to you, Jennifer Blanc, from Dark Angels. She plays Kendra, and you can see her every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 on the Fox Network. Enjoy her. She, of course, plays Jessica Alba's roommate on the show, and again, a slot I tried out for and was rejected. They said I didn't look good on the skirt, so
I'm so sorry.
Kind of ruined everything, but I want to wish you a lot of luck, and hopefully your movie career will blossom, and the TV show will continue, and you will be happy, and that's the bottom line.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
All right, Jennifer, you take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.